Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We're here every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10 with some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. We'll take a break at the top of the hour for about 5 minutes of news, and we'll be back for a second hour of fine jazz, so I hope you'll stick around. Our spotlight artist of the week this week is Barney Kessel, the great guitarist. Barney was a disciple of the original modern jazz guitarist, Charlie Christian, and he got his first big notoriety when he toured nationwide and worldwide with the Oscar Peterson Trio with Ray Brown on bass from about 51 to 52. And then he gravitated to the West Coast and cut many, many albums with the finest of the West Coast jazz stars. So we're going to explore some of his recordings. We're going to open up with his association with the Oscar Peterson Trio along with Ray Brown on bass. He was with Oscar from 1951 to 1952 before he gravitated to the West Coast and did a lot of his jazz recordings. So let's listen to the Oscar Peterson Trio featuring Barney Kessel doing 7 Come 11 by Benny Goodman. Thank you. God, it's Benny Goodman's old composition, 7-11, done by the Oscar Peterson Trio, featuring our highlighters of the week, Barney Kessel on guitar. That was cut in 1951 or 52 in probably a Jazz Philharmonic concert.
Well, I'm going to start off with a tenor sax duo featuring Tommy Newsom and Ken Pipoplowski. This is from an Arbor CD entitled, coincidentally, The Feeling of Jazz. And in addition to Tommy and Ken, they're backed by Ben Aronoff on piano, Mike Peters on guitar, Greg Cohen on bass, and Chuck Redd on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by Ellen J. Lerner and Burton Lane entitled Too Late Now. That was Too Late Now, featuring the tenor saxes of Tommy Newsom and Ken Pipoplowski. And we heard from Ben Aronoff on piano, Mike Peters on guitar, Greg Cohen on bass, and Chuck Redd. We also heard from a mystery flautist who wasn't listed in the CD notes, so it's anybody's guess who that was. Kent seems to think it was... Who did you think it was, Kent?
Bud Shank.
Oh, yeah, Bud Shank. Anybody's guess, though. That was from a Arbor CD released in 1999 entitled The Feeling of Jazz.
Feature the guitar artistry of our highlight artist of the week, Barney Kessel. After Barney left the Oscar Peterson Trio in 1952, he gravitated to the West Coast and signed up with Contemporary Records, which is a fine, small, independent jazz recording outfit. And he did four LPs with the Contemporary label. We're going to feature some recordings from all four of those LPs that have, of course, been burned to a CD. Volume one was called Easy Like, and we're going to play the title track, Easy Like, which was written by Barney Kessel. And the liner notes are a little complicated, but it appears that the personnel are Buddy Collette on alto sax, Claude Williamson on piano, Red Mitchell on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. Let's listen to Easy Like. Thank you. was Easy Like, a composition written by our highlight artist, Barney Kessel, on guitar, and some nice piano work there by Claude Williamson, a rhythm section of Red Mitchell and Shelly Mann, and the flautist was Buddy Collette, a longtime West Coast jazz favorite.
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by another tenor saxophone duo. This time it's Flip Phillips and Scott Hamilton, and this is from a Concord CD entitled A Sound Investment. So Flip and Scott are backed by John Bunch on piano, Phil Flanagan on bass, Chris Flory on guitar, and Chuck Riggs on drums. And this is a tune written by Lou Brown, Charles Tobias, and Sam Stepp entitled Comes Love. Oh, That was Comes Love, featuring Flip Phillips and Scott Hamilton on tenor saxes, John Bunch on piano, Phil Flanagan on bass, Chris Florey on guitar, and Chuck Riggs on drums. That was from a Concord CD released in 1987 entitled A Sound Investment.
As I noted at the outset, Contemporary Records released four LPs featuring our highlight artist Barney Kessel. This is from Volume 2, which was entitled Barney Kessel Plays Standards. And Barney is affiliated with Bob Cooper on sax, Hampton Hawes on piano, Red Mitchell's back here on bass, and Shelly Mann, one of the outstanding drummers on the West Coast, on drums. And this is an old standard done up by Johnny Mercer and Harry Warren called Jeepers Creepers. An old chestnut by Johnny Mercer and Harry Warren called Jeepers and Creepers, and that was cut on a contemporary album called Volume 2, Barney Kessel Plays Standards. And Barney is tastefully accompanied by Bob Cooper on tenor sax, Hampton Hawes on piano, Red Mitchell on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums.
Well, next we'll hear from vocalist Sarah Vaughan. She's backed here by the Count Basie Band. In this case, though, the Count is not present on piano. We'll hear from Ron L. Bright. And this leads to the title of the CD entitled No Count Sarah. They're going to do a tune written by Sarah and Thad Jones. And there's some interesting vocalese here between Sarah and a muted trumpet, which I think is probably Joe Newman. They're going to do the No Count Blues.
Thank you.
And that was the No Count Blues, featuring vocalist Sarah Vaughan, backed by the Count Basie Orchestra, minus the Count, with Ron Albright filling in on piano. That was from a Marcy LP released in 1959 entitled No Count Sarah.
I'm going to continue to highlight the work of guitarist Barney Kessel, and we're going to do another CD, burned from an LP released by Contemporary Records, Volume 3. This is the third volume of a four-volume release by Contemporary. And this is an album called Swing or Not to Swing. This is that's the title of the LP. The title of the tune is Begin the Blues. We'll Begin the Blues by Barney Kessel. And all of these were cut by Contemporary between 1953 and 1956. So let's listen to Begin the Blues. Thank you. A Little Swinger, written by our highlight artist, guitarist Bunny Kessel, called Begin the Blues. And that's from the contemporary album, Volume 3. Bunny Kessel, To Swing or Not to Swing. Some fine brushwork there on drums by Shelly Mann, and the piano player was Rowles.
Well, next we'll hear from trumpeter Kenny Dorham. He leads a group, including Bobby Timmons on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Arthur Edgehill on drums. This is from a Blue Note LP entitled Round About Midnight at the Cafe Bohemia. And they're going to do a tune written by Vernon Duke entitled Autumn in New York. Thank you. That was Autumn in New York, featuring Kenny Dorham on trumpet, backed by Bobby Timmons on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Arthur Edgehill on drums. That was from a Blue Note LP released in 1957 entitled Roundabout Midnight at the Cafe Bohemia.
There's a fourth album released by Contemporary, led up by our highlight artist, guitarist Barney Kessel, Volume 4, Music to Listen to Barney Kessel By. And they go way back to the late 20s, probably, to do Make It Whoopee, which was written by Gus Kahn and Walter Donaldson. And here the personnel appears to be Buddy Collette on reeds or flute, Andre Previn on piano, Buddy Clark on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. Let's listen to Making Whoopee. Barney Kessel, our highlight artist, from Volume 4 on Contemporary, entitled Music to Listen to Barney Kessel By. It revived an old standard from the late 20s, written by Walter Donaldson, and a nice little swinger. There's a little piece of clarinet in there by Ted Nash, and a little item by pianist Andre Previn. So what's up next, Al?
Well, next we're going to wrap up this hour pretty soon. You've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 on your FM dial. The news is up in a few minutes, and then we'll be back for the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10, and we're glad you're sticking around and hope you'll stick around for the next hour, too. I'm Al Korns. Our co-host is Kent Lindquist. Going to wrap this hour up with a group led by Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet, and this is from a Verve LP entitled Blues for Basie. In addition to Harry on trumpet, we'll hear from Ben Webster on tenor sax, Oscar Peterson on piano, our highlight artist Barney Kessel on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Alvin Stoller on drums. And this tune was written by Harry Edison, and he titled it Blues for the Blues.